Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy world with a little more calm and a lot more clarity. And let's be honest. Folks, life can feel like a whirlwind sometimes, right? It's easy to get caught up in the chaos, reacting impulsively, letting emotions take the wheel. But what if there was a way to steer clear of that storm and find a sense of inner peace even amidst the craziness? That's exactly what we're diving into today on Calm Over Chaos. Cultivating emotional intelligence and empathy. It's not just some fancy buzzword, folks. It's about becoming more aware of our own emotions and those around us, understanding their triggers, and responding with kindness and clarity instead of letting them control us. Ever felt like you were about to explode when someone cut you off in traffic? Or maybe you lashed out at a loved one during an argument, only to regret it later. Trust me, I've been there. But the good news is, we can learn to manage these situations with grace and wisdom. So, here are 5 key takeaways that will help us cultivate emotional intelligence and empathy like champions. First up, self-awareness. It all starts with knowing ourselves inside and out. What makes us tick? What sets us off? What are our values, our strengths, our weaknesses? By understanding our own emotional landscape, we can start to navigate the world with more intention and less reactivity. Think of it like this. Imagine you're driving a car without a speedometer or GPS. You might end up lost going in circles, or worse. Self-awareness is like the compass guiding us towards our goals and helping us avoid emotional roadblocks. Next, active listening. This one is crucial, folks. It's about truly hearing what others are saying, not just waiting for your turn to speak. Pay attention to their words, their tone of voice, their body language. Ask clarifying questions, show genuine interest in their perspective. Remember, empathy starts with understanding. You know that feeling when someone really listens to you, makes you feel seen and heard. That's the power of active listening. Third, manage your emotions. We all have them, but it's how we handle them that matters. Instead of letting anger, fear, or sadness take over, try to find healthy ways to express and process them. Take a deep breath. Go for a walk, journal your thoughts, talk to a trusted friend. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Number 4. Develop self-regulation. This is about being the master of your own emotions, not letting them control you. Practice mindfulness, meditation, or other techniques that help you stay grounded and focused. It's like training those emotional muscles to become stronger and more resilient over time. And finally, empathy in action. This is where it all comes together. Use your understanding of yourself and others to act with compassion and kindness. Offer a helping hand, lend an ear to someone who needs it, stand up for what's right. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at work, and your coworker is having a rough day. They seem stressed, overwhelmed, maybe even a little on edge. Instead of letting that energy affect you or avoiding them altogether, you take a moment to approach them with genuine concern. You ask how they're doing, listen attentively to their response, and offer words of encouragement or support. Maybe you even suggest taking a quick break together for some fresh air. See the difference? That small act of empathy can turn a potentially negative situation into a moment of connection and understanding. So, remember folks, cultivating emotional intelligence and empathy isn't about becoming a superhuman, it's about making conscious choices to respond with kindness, clarity, and compassion in every interaction. It's a journey, not a destination, but the rewards are worth every step. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest challenges when it comes to emotional intelligence and empathy? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. Don't forget to subscribe to Calm Over Chaos for daily doses of wisdom and inspiration. And if this episode resonated with you, hit that share button and spread the love. Until next time, stay calm, stay grounded, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.